Good morning. I hope you're doing well today. Thank you for joining me today for Sunday morning with Love and Action. I'm Ken Tuck, and I'm looking forward to sharing this next 30 minutes with you. Today, we're going to talk about this year. What a crazy and horrible year it's been. But at the same time, it's also been a pretty phenomenal year. And you're probably thinking, Ken, what in the world are you talking about? What's wrong with you? Well, we're going to get into that in a little bit, man. Hopefully nothing too bad is wrong with me. But seriously, I've just been witnessing God do so many amazing things that I wanted to share that with you, share some scripture with you this morning. And I pray, encourage you to not just look at this year as being the worst year ever, but it can also be one of the best years ever. And we'll get into that. And hopefully you'll see I'm not crazy by the time we end the program today. But before we get going, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness to us, your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the salvation that you give us. Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much that you came here to earth. And you lived that perfect life that we couldn't and that we can't. And you died for us on the cross to offer us forgiveness over sin. And on the third day you arose from the grave to give all who believe eternal life. I pray if anyone's listening today that's never received your life, Lord Jesus, your forgiveness, your salvation, that today will be their day that they call out to you, Lord, and start following you. Lord, it's been a tough year. You know that, God. You've heard all the prayers. And God, you've seen the suffering. But God, in it all and through it all, you have done amazing things. And I praise you for that, Lord. And God, I just want to lift people up to you, Lord, who are still going through tough times, who have gone through tough times this year, Lord. Lord, that you would bring healing to them, that you would bring provision that they need to them, Father God, that you'd bring them the hope that can only be found in you. Father, just watch over each one. And God, as we open your word today, Lord, may we, all of us, apply your word to our lives and not be just hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Father, thank you again for this time. Thank you for the Joy FM and the opportunity to share your word over the airwaves and across the internet. Lord, we praise you and we love you, and it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Joy FM. The best in the wiregrass, and yes, you are. We love the Joy FM, and congratulations to Joy FM for winning the best in the wiregrass and the Dothan Eagle, and also to Russ and Nancy for the best on-air personalities, and y'all are. Love everybody at Joy FM. Thank y'all for this opportunity. Thank you, Mark. Just thank everybody who listens. The Joy FM does have the greatest listeners, the most loyal listeners, and I now know that firsthand for being blessed to be on the Joy FM for the past couple of years now. So this morning, let's talk about 2020. And I mentioned as we started the broadcast that, yes, it has been a very tough year. And it's been tough in so many ways. We're now a good 7 months into this pandemic. Some areas of the country, it's closer to 8 months. But 7 or 8 months, however long it's been, it seems like it's been a lot longer than that. We have seen economies crash here and throughout the world. We have seen science and the medical community just confused over this virus. But you know what? I tell you, they are doing a phenomenal job, though, beginning to get a handle on it, beginning to understand this virus more. And I just can't say thank you enough to our medical professionals, to the medical experts in science and medicine who are working nonstop to come up with a solution to this. And whatever that vaccine is or whatever the solutions are going to be, I just appreciate everybody working hard to find that. And our medical professionals, they are have just been unbelievable through all of this and really putting their lives on the line. We have seen governments fail. We've just seen one collapse after another. But we've also seen a lot of good things come through. We've seen resiliency, where America takes pride in resiliency, and we are a resilient people. But we have seen a lot of resiliency. We've also seen a lot of impatience. As I mentioned last week, Americans are very impatient. We want things done now. We don't want to be told what to do. But I pray we're learning patience through all this. I pray that we're realizing we need to repent. We need to repent of our sins, and we need to just focus back on God. That in addition to the pandemic, we have had just a social unrest, really unlike I've seen in my lifetime. And I'm 53, going to be 54 before this year is over with. So really a lot of social unrest, injustice, just a lot of anger. It's been a very, very crazy, tough, hard year. I've seen a lot of people struggle with not having food. Through our ministry at Love and Action, we have been on the streets and going into more areas than we've ever gone in before locally. And it's heartbreaking to see people who are just truly, truly struggling. Our area has a lot of poverty in it already before COVID-19 came around. We know in Dothan, Houston County, 1 in 6 people are food insecure, which means they don't know where the next meal is going from or is coming from. I don't know what the stats are, but I've seen such an increase since COVID hit. So a lot of people are in need. And what I've seen God do is provide. Throughout 20 years, this is our 20th year of ministry at Love and Action. You know, the thing about that is coming into this year, we were planning on doing some celebrations of 20 years of ministry and just looking to put some things together to just celebrate what God's done in 20 years. And then, bam, COVID hit. The pandemic happened, and it just threw everything out of whack. And so we put those celebrations aside and just to focus on helping people, getting the gospel out to people. And since the pandemic has started, we've really seen miracles take place. We have seen salvations, healings, provision. And that's why I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that this can be the best year ever. And that's mainly from a spiritual standpoint, because I'm not downplaying the physical struggles that are going out there, because that's real and that's heartbreaking. But we can look at 2020 two ways. We can look at it as when something happens, the saying now is, oh, it's 2020. It's like when there were two tropical systems out in the Gulf. Well, that's just 2020. What's next? Bring it on. What else can we see? We can look at it that way. And, you know, it's a legitimate way to look at it, as it just seems one thing after another keeps happening this year. Or we can look at it this way. Something's happening. What is God going to do through this situation? What does God want me to do? And what does he want to do through me in this situation? I've been so encouraged through these past 7 months because I've seen people in the body of Christ really step up and respond to needs through our ministry at Love and Action, but through others as well. It's been amazing. You know, when churches closed down, those first couple of months, pretty much all churches were closed down. The buildings were, but there were ministries going on outside of the building. And that's what it's all about anyway. God wants us outside the building, outside where the people are, reaching them. And I've seen that taking place. We all have been seeing that take place. For example, I know there's been prayer drives around the circle that churches have been involved with. There's still prayer going on over our hospitals on Monday nights that Wiregrass Church has started up. So we've seen churches like Covenant and Harvest and so many others. I shouldn't even started mentioning names because I'm not going to remember all of them. But there's a number of churches in our community that have really been stepping up in this hard time. You've seen churches start doing more online because for 2 months, that was pretty much the only way people could attend a church service is online. And still, a lot of people are still doing it online. Because of the stay-at-home order from the state and just not wanting to get out. And the online services are a wonderful thing. But what I've also seen is people gathering in small groups more of a house church situation, if you will. And that's what the first church did. When we read the book of Acts, those were house churches that were gathering and listening to the teachings and fellowshipping together and helping one another. And so that's all been very encouraging. We have seen at Love in Action over 160 people come to the Lord. And that's just, I mean, that's amazing. Locally, I hadn't seen that happen in the past. And more people are turning to the Lord. I've seen God's provision. In 20 years, we've seen a lot of God providing for all kind of different needs. And this year has just been totally incredible, totally awesome. As I mentioned about the needs for food, for example, He has taken our food ministry and just expanded it beyond what we had imagined. And what I mean by that is when the year started, we were helping around 4,000 or so people a month with food. Now we're helping 12,000 plus a month with food, and He's provided for that. And that's what's just so amazing. We have had so much food donated, thousands of pounds of frozen chicken, and we've had different cuts of pork given to us. We've had beef given, a whole cow was given to us just before the pandemic started. And so we've been able to help people with meats. We've been able to feed people, serve them food, hot meals, more than ever before, and take it out on the streets, take it out to apartments, to trailer parks and housing areas where people are struggling and in need of food, and God keeps providing. We've had, Covenant allowed us to have use of their walk-in cooler and freezer, and if not for that, we would have had to turn down a whole lot of perishable foods because we wouldn't be able to store them. And in the midst of it all, during a time of pandemic where people have been losing jobs, businesses have been closing, one thing after another. It's a time when, if you just look at it through the natural mind, you would think, now's just not a time to expand, unless you're like an Amazon or somebody who's just making unbelievable money because of the pandemic and their services that they provide. But Love in Action, we rely totally on donations. You know, we sell nothing. Well, we give everything away to the homeless and to the needy to help them in their time of need. And so we depend totally on donations. And this year, we have been able to build a 2,400 square foot warehouse for our food ministry. And that took place, actually, that began last year as far as the money goes, because Wired Ministries decided they were going to have a game changer. And it was a game changer. So they raised $15,000 for 10 ministries, and we were blessed to be one of them. And so that $15,000 added to $10,000 grant that we were given by the Wiregrass Foundation gave us money to build. And God's timing's perfect, isn't it? When I started applying for permits to build, it was slow going. Then the pandemic hit, which backed things up even more. And at times I would get frustrated. But then I would realize, you know, no, it's not for my will to be done. It's for God's will to be done. And it's going to happen in His perfect timing. And it did. And we were able to build that warehouse. And it's a beautiful warehouse. How can a warehouse be beautiful? Well, this one is. It is to me anyway. And just so thankful for it, because now we're able to bring in more non-perishable foods that we're going to be able to get out to even more people. We are already reaching people with our food ministry in a 125-mile radius of Dothan. So in Dothan and about 125 miles radius of Dothan. And we're going to be able to do more because there's just a lot of poverty out there, a lot of people struggling. And we're going to be able to reach even further because of this warehouse and being able to bring in more non-perishables. Then at the same time, we really needed more space for perishables, for meats, dairy products and such. Because we have, about a dozen freezers, almost 10 to 12 freezers, standalone freezers, and we keep them filled up, and they're scattered throughout our campus. But we really need a walk-in freezer and cooler. Like I mentioned, Covenant allowed us to use theirs, but we can't use it forever because they're going to need to use it as well. And so we needed one for our own, and so we started looking at and pricing 10 foot by 30 foot boxes, which 10 by 20 of it is a cooler and 10 by 10 is a freezer. We needed $19,000 for it, but I put out there that we needed $15,000. We could cover the other four, and money came in within 2 days, really. We had commitments and finances coming in. Some people giving $20, some people giving $50, some $200. and Covenant United Methodist gave us 10,000, and just everybody coming together like that, we were able to receive more than we had asked for, which is allowing us to do more to the warehouse. We can now put in the insulation. We can finish up the concrete work that we have to do, the ramp, the finishing the dock. So it's just all coming together. Now we're going to be able to bring in more perishable foods to help more people with those vital needs, because people who first can't afford food because they don't have a job, or they have a job but they make enough for their rent and can't go out and buy meat because that's gotten more expensive to do nowadays, we can help them, give them the hand up to help them come through this tough time. And then we can also cook more and be able to serve more hot meals. When people think of Love in Action, they often think of the homeless, and that's wonderful because we do focus a lot on them. But we have many more that we help who aren't homeless, but they're just struggling week by week, day by day to make it. And we've seen God just pour out his provision, and the food ministry has just really exploded. It's just been awesome. And so humbling too, because we have met so many people, many of them in tears of joy, saying, "Thank you. I didn't know what I was going to eat tonight. I didn't know what I was going to serve my children tonight. Thank you for doing what you do." We've met people who said, "Look, there's no food in this house. So thank you for bringing this food." God has provided in so many ways. There's a company in Fort Walton Beach called City Produce, and they received a USDA contract for boxes of produce. Thankfully, they called us and asked us if we would like to be part of it. And of course, I didn't hesitate. I said, "Yes, sure would." And he said, "How about 500 boxes a week?" And at first I thought, "Wow, that's a lot of boxes." But yeah, we'll take them. And praise God we did, because we give out those boxes mighty fast. And praying we'll be able to bring in more of those boxes as we have our walk-in cooler set up and can store them. And that helps with logistics a whole lot too. But here we are. We're able to show up at people's homes with boxes of produce. You know, we're talking apples and oranges, carrots, bananas. I mean, not bananas, but potatoes, and just all kinds of different produce that's in a 25-pound box. And not only homes, but there's also 3 children homes that God has opened up for us to help. And so these children are getting fresh produce. And it's an awesome blessing to those ministries as well, because their budgets had been cut and really struggling for food for the children. And so praise God, he's opened up those doors that we can help them as well. So working with other ministries, we can reach more people. And God's just opening up those doors. And that's why I'm saying 2020 personally has been one of the greatest years of my life from a ministry standpoint. Now, has it been tough? Yes, it has been tough with the coronavirus. Martha and I, we caught the coronavirus back in July, and that's no fun. Let me tell you now, thankfully we had the mild version of it, because I know there's some very, very sick people with COVID-19, and I know people who have died from it. And so it's a very serious virus. Thankfully, we got the mild part of it, and it was a week of just really, well, feeling like crap, just to be honest with you, and not having any energy at all. I've had the flu before, and that made me physically sicker than what COVID made me. But as far as just the fatigue and having no energy for that long, I'd never experienced that, neither had Martha. Now, I tested positive. She tested negative. They told her, "You're going to get it in a couple of days," because, you know, hey, y'all are married and together all the time. And she had all the symptoms I did, low-grade fever and just fatigue. But even going through that, we were so blessed because, one, again, it was a mild symptoms that we had, and no respiratory problems or anything, and very thankful for that. But also, people just started showing up at our house. Now, we didn't meet them face-to-face because we were quarantined, but they would come to our house and drop off food, and we didn't ask for it, but people reached out to us. And at that moment, I said, you know, I understand even better now how people feel when we show up at their door with food because, man, what a blessing that was. Even though we didn't have an appetite, it took our appetite from us, but we forced ourselves to eat one meal a day because we knew we needed nourishment, and those meals were provided to us, and what an awesome blessing that was. It made me appreciate even more about the ministry God has called us to. If somebody shows up at your door with food and you're in need, it's so humbling, and it's an incredible blessing. And it just reminded me, like it reminds so many people that we help each and every week, that, you know, God has not forgotten us. He is with us. And it was an encouragement to me during a time of sickness. And we've got over that, thankfully. Took about a week after we were over COVID to really get our strength back. But we started going full force again in August. And now that we're in September, going strong and just thanking God for the opportunity to get out and serve. I mentioned the 160 plus decisions for Jesus that we've witnessed this year. That's what it's all about. That's why we do what we do, because we want to see people come to Jesus. And we've seen people just call out to Jesus. We've just showed up at some places and just chatting with people and making an offer to pray for them. And without us saying anything else, but hey, what can I pray with you about? People start saying, I need Jesus. I need deliverance from addiction. And we've just seen God moving lives so beautifully. There's a woman at a local motel. She had been homeless, and she had been addicted to drugs. But she was at this hotel, and we were talking with her, and we asked her if we could pray with her. And she was one of the ones who said, I want to get saved. I've been addicted. I've been clean for a few days, but that temptation's there. I want to get saved. I want Jesus in my life. And so we prayed with her right there. And she surrendered her life to Jesus. And as tears streamed down her face, and it really was from the heart, like Romans chapter 10, verse 9 tells us that if we confess Jesus as Lord, and if we believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And that's what was happening with her. And then we saw her the following week, and she was all smiles. She said, I'm going to be able to get my own home now. Then we saw her a couple of days later, and she had lost her vehicle, but she got it back. And so she had her vehicle back. She was just so thankful to God, how God's moving in her life. And it's because she made that decision to give her life to Jesus, and she's born again, and she's seeing God move in her life. And we've seen things like that happen. We've been seeing homeless come off the streets during this pandemic. And it's just been amazing, because when people think of a pandemic, they don't think about things like that happening. But with God, anything is possible. With God, his economy is never broken. God can provide, God can move. And just want to read a few verses or a few scripture for you. Psalm 69, David is praying here. And now many scholars, theologians say that Psalm 69 is referring to Jesus. And as you read it, you can go, yeah, I can see that. But David is writing this and he's going through a hard time. People hate him. They're wanting to kill him. While we may not can relate to being hunted down to be killed, there are times in our lives when we feel like we're drowning, if you will. Just the troubles of this world is just really caving in on us. And David writes in Psalm 69, verses 1 through 3, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. You know, are you there right now? The troubles of life just really like come all the way up to your neck, and you're about to go under. Then he writes, I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and the flood sweeps over me. I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God. David is like just drowning in all these troubles. And through this pandemic, so many have reached that point. And you may be there right now. And you're crying out to God like David does here. And also in verse 14, he says, deliver me from sinking in the mire. But as he prays and as he's going through this tough time, he remembers that God is the one who is in control. God is the one we need to praise in the good times and the bad. And he writes in verses 29 and 30, "But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving." And that's what we have to do in our times of trouble. We need to continue to give God thanks, continue to praise him for who he is, and just continue to call out upon his name, because he is here and he has responded, and he hears our cries. He hears our prayers. He hears our moaning and our groaning, and he sees our tears, and he is going to move in our lives. Let's just call out to him, just like David did here. David also in Psalms 40, verses 1 through 4, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust." You see, he waited patiently. So that's what we got to do. I mentioned earlier, us Americans aren't so good at that patient stuff. But we need to. It's one of the fruit of the spirits, and we need to pray and ask God to help us with that. And David waited patiently, and God heard him, and God brought him up out of the miry bog and set his feet upon the rock. Our solid rock is Jesus Christ. Let God lift you up out of that miry clay that you're stuck in right now. Whatever it is, whether it's financial problems or relationship problems or emotional problems, whatever's going on, call out to God. Let him lift you up. Set you upon the solid rock, his son, Jesus Christ. And he will put a new song in your mouth, a song of praise to our God. And blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman who makes the Lord his trust. Verses 16 and 17, "But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, 'Great is the Lord.' As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God." During these times of trouble, during this pandemic, just keep calling out on the name of the Lord. God is here. He hears your cry. He wants to lift you up, set you on the solid rock, Jesus Christ, and just show his marvelous love for you as we go through these tough times. So yes, it is a tough year, probably the hardest, as I mentioned, in my lifetime. But it can also be the best as we rely on God and watch him move. So trust him. He loves you. He hears you. He wants to move in your life. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. I wish we had more time, but we're out. As we close, just remember Jesus loves you. Call out to him today. Give your life to him. He loves you. And I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.